You're listening to Can Do Radio on North Georgia's News Talk WDUN, presented by Roberts Plumbing. Call us if we can do for you, 770-534-2373, or online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking all things safe and secure when you're traveling, keeping yourself safe out there while you're having a great time, a lot of fun. And I know, Doc Bill, down on Sapelo Island, you can have a lot of fun down there, fishing, going to the beach.
You can, and a lot of great food, and just enjoying you and nature by yourself. And people who are thinking about it, this is a great time of the year. So consider the SapeloIslandBirdHouses.com, phone number 912-223-6515. There's a Sapelo Island Birdhouse just for you.
Just for you, and nice and safe and all of that, so you don't have to worry about any of those kind of things when you're there. Now, you know, we've been talking a lot about being safe and secure, and we've kind of broken it into a couple of different topics. But one of the things that we haven't really talked about, because I usually in this segment, Laura, I do like my top 10 tips of just kind of summarizing everything we've talked about. But before we jump into that, you know, when I used to travel a lot, and I still do travel a lot, but when I used to travel a lot, every time I would get back to the airport, back from my trip, sometimes I didn't even bother to go to the baggage claim because I knew my bag was not going to be there. So what about lost luggage? I mean, do you guys cover that? And is it only covered going out, or is it also covered coming back home?
Okay. Yes, our policy does offer delayed luggage mm-hmm. and also lost luggage. So if you get to your destination, your bag did not get there, you have a minuscule little amount of money that would get you through until your bags would arrive. Our policy that's comprehensive is $250 for you to go and buy some sundries and clothes to wear the next day mm-hmm. until your bag would get there. But we also do cover lost baggage as well. But one of the most important things that people sometimes forget, you do need to report to the airline that your bag was delayed, and then they will assign you a bag tracking number. Our assist number will help you do that bag tracking as well. So if you're on your trip, that means you're not having to be constantly calling the airport to say, have you tracked my bag? Our assist will help you locate that bag as well.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds really helpful. But what about other things too? Because a lot of times when we're traveling, we might lose like a key or something like that. Not necessarily the hotel key, but like our key that we need for getting back, you know, getting in when we get back home, or just other little personal items like that that we may have in our purse. Or I know you talked a little bit about passport that you help with that. But what about other little sort of personal items that we might misplace?
Well, you know, it really doesn't matter really the content. It's just that you have a set per diem that you would receive back from that lost bag.
Okay.
So we don't dissect it on what is lost
what it
out
is,
of there.
Okay.
Right. What is in there that's lost. But we really just try to say, you know, another good thing to travel with just as a precaution is always making a second copy of, this is one of my top tens, of making a copy of your passport or your driver's license in case you do lose your wallet. You would have that, and that would assist greatly in obtaining documents to be able to continue your trip.
Well, you know, that's also one of my top 10 is that it's really important to make a copy of that. And also, too, when we go kind of all the way back to the first segment when we talked about traveling solo, another thing that you should make copy of is your itinerary, your hotel where you're going to be staying, the telephone number there, the address. And also, too, just keeping in touch with people back at home to let them know where you are, what you're doing, and where you're going. So leaving copies also at home of your passport and your itinerary so that your loved ones at home can help and assist if you need to get those numbers. As well.
Right. I have a dear friend that's single, and when she travels, she always sends me her itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of know that she's out of town and so forth, and you just keep up with each other by email.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'd love to hear some more of your top 10 because that was a great one. Any other top 10s?
Well, I always say probably staying on the luggage side of it. Never put your medication that you're traveling with in a check-in bag or your valuables. I always say that is why you want to carry a carry-on bag with you, is just in case that is lost. Medication is really a very key to a lot of people that mm-hmm. if they get to that destination and it is in their checked bag, we would assist with them getting a new prescription for that, but I really try to say, really take it with you on the plane as you're traveling. And then the other one I always say is, with the smartphone these days, is take a picture of what you're packing. So in case your luggage is lost, you know the contents of what was in there. And a real cute story that I had an agent that took a picture of her bag once she got to the airport, and everyone was laughing and saying, why are you doing that? She goes, you'll see. She got to the other end. Her bag wasn't there. And as you report your bag being lost, they will ask you what your bag looks like. Mm-hmm. She took out her smartphone and showed them what her bag looked
exactly.
like. That's right.
That's a very, very good tip. And that's very easy to do as well.
It is. And also email a picture of that bag to yourself. So if you lose your smartphone, you have a copy of that picture in cyberspace.
That's right.
That's another good point, too. Have you lost your phone before, Bill?
Oh, no.
Because you've given some really good tips for what to do in case that phone is or the technology is going down on us. But okay, so that's good. All right, any other tips, Laura?
I would say just to know if while you're traveling, if you have purchased a policy with us, we do have that 24/7 travel assist number that you can call. So that can be anywhere from an incident that occurs, or if you're traveling with a group, they can also give you a location that you can have a restaurant reservations, or if you're wanting to go play golf, they can help you with tee times as well.
That sounds great as well. That sounds really good. Now, a tip that I have, if I can jump in and add a couple of them, is, you know, don't get into debates with some of the people that maybe you meet. And this is maybe taking a little bit away from some of the travel insurance things there. But, you know, a really good tip for staying safe and secure when you're traveling is really how you conduct yourself in other countries or other locations. Because sometimes, you know, we can get into lively conversations. Maybe even sometimes you've had a beer or two and you want to debate issues. You know, be careful also, too, with how you just conduct yourself, you know, when you're out there traveling.
Yeah, it's probably like one of those emails where you send and you didn't mean to send. So, you know, that's what I always say. Think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Exactly. I always say, you know, don't say it or write it if you don't want it to be on the front of the New York Times. And if you have that be your guide, you can really self-edit, definitely. Now, you're listening to Laura Height with TravelX Insurance, who's given us a lot of really great tips. And also sitting in with me is Doc Bill and Olivia, our intern. Now, Bill Wilson is producing the show today. And Bill, I know you have a really good tip also, too, that you shared during the break for our luggage. Because one of the things that, you know, we started off this segment talking about is that we don't want to, you know, have our luggage lost. So you have a good tip for making sure that your luggage isn't lost?
Well, just make sure it's marked properly and securely and on a tag, it's not going to fall off, I guess is what I was thinking. Are you thinking of something different? Or?
Well, you know what I like are those straps that you can buy that are colorful so that your bag also stands out. And if you're having to describe it, you can also say, well, it's a black bag that has that big, bright green strap around it, too.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So lots of different ways that you can mark that luggage so it's identified as yours. Now, Laura, any other tips for you?
I always say, you know, know your emergency numbers, that if something did happen to you while you're on the road, that if you're traveling alone, that you have that list of who to contact at back home if something did occur to you. One of the things that we do offer, going back to our segment about children traveling alone, that if something did happen to that child and they are a minor, we will fly an adult over to be with them while they're in the hospital. So those are just little things that definitely you don't really think of. Mm-hmm. What about my child being in that hospital alone? But that is something that we do as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I would think that would be very reassuring to the parent to know that that's part of the policy. Absolutely. And, you know, thinking about hotels as well, when I was flying, something I would do all the time, because so many times I was flying international and I would be in cities where I did not speak the local language. And I would always grab either a business card, or if I didn't have access to a business card, I would just rip one of the sheets off of the notepad that's always by the bed with the address and telephone number of the hotel. So that if I go out walking or go out to a restaurant and somehow now I'm disoriented and I can't, you know, find my way back, or it's just night and I, you know, don't want to walk back to the hotel, that I would have that and I could just show it right to the taxi driver. Or I could find it myself, you know. So that was always one thing that always helped me. Now, Olivia, you haven't given a tip. I want to give you a chance, too. You have a good tip?
I think just know who you can trust and who you can ask for help. Like you mentioned, the travel assistance number, you can ask for anything, really, but also talk to the hotel staff. And maybe, you know, your travel agent if you planned your trip through a travel agent as well.
Absolutely. Your travel agent is definitely your friend when you're traveling to help you keep things in order. Doc Bill?
You know, there are things like hotel safes and stuff, but ask yourself what's really important. If it's something that's really that important, you might want to keep it with you.
keep it with you and keep it in a safe place. So if you're walking around with something valuable, make sure you put it in those front pockets, not back pockets, and maybe not side pockets, because you do have folks who are really kind of clever with being able to kind of slip their hand in a pocket and get something out. And same thing with bags. We went through a period of time when I was flying where people would slash pocketbooks and kind of go in and get your wallet out. And you wouldn't even know that until you were going in your bag to try and get your wallet yourself. So maybe even having a bag that you can put across the front of you is another good point. Now, these have been super great tips. And Laurie, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. And I know there's so much more that we could talk about, but please give the listeners again a way that they can get in touch with you and with TravelX and buying this insurance.
Right. We do have a website that is www.travelxinsurance.com. Our call center number is 1-800-228-9792.
And the show today has been brought to you by TravelX Insurance, your perfect place to go for travel protection when you're hitting the road. And also has been brought to you by Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Now, you guys make sure and join us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another destination and more great travel talk. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Thanks for listening.